listening nightly to our favorite shows. Radio, oh, why did you ever go? Oh, won't you please come back and entertain us? I long to turn the dial again to hear the past smile again. Radio, I miss you so.
Once again, it's time for Yesteryear. A look back at your favorite dramas, westerns, comedies, and musical variety shows from the golden age of radio. Here's your host for Yesteryear, Craig Roberts.
Well, once again, it's time to settle into your favorite easy chair for another hour of vintage radio. Later on, we'll enjoy Your Hit Parade starring Frank Sinatra. But first, on the holiday side, let's slip on over to Summerfield and enjoy some time with the great Gildersleeve. The Great Gildersleeve was created by Harold Perry while working on Fibber McGee and Molly in Chicago. The character became so popular that by August of 1941, Gildersleeve broke away for his own Sunday night NBC program. The Great Gildersleeve is thought to be the first radio program based on a supporting character from another show. For 13 years, the program was sponsored by Kraft Foods. As the program approached its 10th birthday, Harold Perry tired of the role and eventually dropped it. Into Perry's shoes came Willard Waterman, whose interpretation was so much like the original, it was startling. Perry's last show was June of 1950. When the program returned from vacation September 6th, Waterman was Gildersleeve. Return with us now to those exciting days of yesteryear with Willard Waterman starring in The Great Gildersleeve in Leroy Sells Christmas Trees from December of 1951. Another classic radio program from the audio vault of yesteryear.
Major Bowes, I miss the shadow nose, Fred Allen, Sally Folks, the laughter of Duffy's Tavern, Helen Trent, oh, then we went to Can You Top This? Suspense in the Whistler sent those shivers up our spines. Uncle Don, I wish that he was on. Jack Armstrong, Merton Mar, Jameis, and Andy. I long to turn the dial again to hear the past smile again. Radio, I miss you. Sodio, vodio, dodio, do. Radio, I miss you so.
Willard Waterman as the Great Gildersleeve. The Great Gildersleeve is brought to you, partially transcribed, like every city and hamlet at this season of the year, the Great Gildersleeve town of Summerfield is preparing for Christmas. The streets are aglitter with lights, the store windows are bulging with gifts, and the siren call of jingle bells lures the customers into the shops. And enterprising boys like Leroy are busy devising money-making schemes to heed the call.
Ah! Oh, it's Bertie! Hang on!
What is it, Leroy?
Okay, I got a great idea for making Christmas money. Here's what I'm going to do.
Leroy, what are you shouting about?
I got a great idea, Mark. Wait till I tell you.
Did you call me Leroy?
Bertie, I got a great idea.
You have?
Well, what is it, my boy?
Oh, boy, what a great idea.
All right. What is it?
Well, look, you know everybody buys a Christmas tree for Christmas.
We know that, Leroy.
Well, I just bought 144.
144?
Christmas tree?
Yep, 12 dozen.
What you gonna do, Leroy? Give him for presents?
Nah, that's why I'm gonna make my big money for Christmas. That's my great idea, selling trees.
Leroy, where'd you get the money to buy so many Christmas trees?
Well, I took all my money out of the bank.
Oh, my goodness. My boy, you didn't have that much money.
Well, I bought part of them on consignment.
Consignment?
Now, that's the term us merchants use when we haven't got much money.
Imagine that, 144 trees.
Leroy, don't you think you should have consulted your old uncle before going so far?
Well, gosh, Unc, everybody buys a Christmas tree. How can I lose? I thought you'd be proud of me.
Well, we are, but...
Well, I'm not a little kid anymore. I didn't want to ask you for money to buy you a present.
Well...
I want to buy Marge something and Bronco and the twins and Bertie.
Oh, bless your heart.
I got Babs to think about this year.
Yeah, yes, of course you can't forget your little girlfriend.
Heck no. You can't give a girl like Babs anything dinky.
Oh, where are you going to put the trees, Leroy?
Oh, I forgot to ask you. How about selling them off your lot next door, Marge?
Oh, I think that'd be all right. Bronco and I won't start building until after the holidays.
Gee, thanks. I'll have them delivered this afternoon. Okay with you, Unc?
Well, yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah, and when they're delivered, I want you to get the best one. Before they're all picked over, Unc. This year, our tree's on me.
Now, Leroy, that's a nice thought. But you can't make money giving your trees away.
Don't worry, I'll make money. Oh, say, I gotta have lights on the lot.
Yeah, where will you get the lights?
From you.
Huh?
I'll run an extension cord from the house. I'll take the cord out of your study, and then there's a long one on the radio, and then I'll get the one off the washing machine, and there's one behind the couch.
If we want to wash clothes and read, we'll have to go over to Leroy's lot.
Oh, boy, I'm gonna make a mint. Hey, Bertie, can I borrow your little dinner bell?
My dinner bell? What are we gonna do, eat over that, too?
No, but I gotta attract customers.
I can see Leroy over there now ringing the dinner bell. Mr. Gilsey's gonna sell Christmas trees with a dinner bell.
Well, it might help her.
Yes, they're selling Christmas trees with a dinner bell. Ding dong, Christmas trees, come get them while they're hot.
Nice of you to help me nail stands on the trees, huh?
Yeah, I'll do a few more, Leroy. Then I'll have to go clean up.
You going over to see Babs' mother tonight, Unc?
No, not tonight. There's a Jolly Boys meeting.
Well, we have about 36 stands ready. Maybe that'll last us through this evening.
That'll be a good, nice business.
Yeah, I've just been figuring. If I make 50 cents profit on each tree and sell 36, that's $18 profit for the first day.
Say, not bad.
How about that, Unc? Just starting in business and making $18 a day.
Now, wait.
Let's see. 36 sold tonight, and I can sell them all day Saturday. Say, I better go buy more trees.
You know, wait until you sell your first one. Oh, here comes what could be a customer.
It's Babs. Hi, Babs.
Hello, Leroy. Good evening, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Hello, Babs. How's your mother?
Oh, she's fine. Oh, what beautiful trees. It's beginning to look like a forest.
Come on, I'll show you around my lot.
Will you excuse us, Mr. Gildersleeve?
Yeah, go right ahead, kiddies. I have some more nailing to do.
Oh, by the way, Unc.
Yes, Leroy?
You can knock off work whenever you want to.
Thank you, boss. What a fine executive that boy is going to make.
You see, Babs, I put the little trees in front and the big ones behind so everybody can see my merchandise from the street.
Leroy, you're so smart.
Well, I'm making $18 a day. Like I was telling Unc, who's working for me now, I may have to buy more trees. In fact, I may have to open up a couple more lots. Babs, how'd you like it if I get to be known as Leroy the Christmas Tree King?
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, how'd you like Leroy's lot, Babs?
Mr. Gildersleeve, I'm very proud of Leroy the Christmas Tree King.
Christmas tree what?
King. I got plans, Unc, and trees are just beginning. Next Easter, I may go into lilies.
Oh, my goodness. Easter lily Leroy. Right, George, I'm proud of Leroy. He's a real go-getter, just like me. Yeah, I can't wait to tell the Jolly Boys. Well, sounds like Floyd's warming up the piano.
Well, Gildy.
Hello, Judge. Floyd.
Hi, Commissioner. From the way the stairs were creaking and groaning, I thought it must be the water commissioner.
Judge, I know you never have any trouble getting up the stairs. Old goats are such good climbers.
Touché to you, Judge. That's French.
I know, Floyd.
Where's Peavy and Chief Gates?
That must be them coming up now.
Must be.
These are two men or a horse.
Hello, fellas.
Hello, Chief.
Hi, man.
We were waiting for you, Peavy.
Hello, Mr. Gildersleeve. And hello to all the rest of you, too.
Peavy. Okay. Everybody's here. Is there any business come for the club? Okay. No business. Let's sing.
Wait a minute. Floyd, I have some business to bring up.
Oh?
Are the Jolly Boys going to have a tree again this year?
We always do.
Certainly. It wouldn't be Christmas without a tree.
Yeah, as long as we're going to buy a tree.
I suggest we buy it from an enterprising young businessman of my acquaintance.
Who, you?
No, Petey. This Christmas, little Leroy is launching on his first big business venture.
Yeah?
He's selling trees on Marjorie and Bronco's lot.
Oh.
The boy bought 12 dozen.
12 dozen?
My.
He took his savings out of the bank and negotiated the whole deal himself.
Well, fellas, by all means, we should buy a tree from Leroy.
Yeah, Leroy's a good kid.
I agree.
Me too.
Yeah, fine. But we don't want to wait too long. Leroy's afraid he'll run out of trees.
Well, why don't we adjourn the meeting now and go buy our tree now?
Now, how about singing the song first? I've been working all night limbering up me fingers.
Yeah, well, are you in as good voice as I am, Chief?
Peavy, you'll never catch me off base. Oh, 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 oh.
Sorry, I asked.
Well, let's gather around the piano, fellas.
Yeah, and since we ain't got much time, why don't we tackle this one we know?
That's a good one. Down by the old mill street.
You ready?
Down by the old mill street, where I first met you, with your eyes so blue, dressed in gingham blue, it was there.
Is right down our street, Floyd. Next to the house.
I know where it is.
I hear Leroy shining up to Mr. Bullard's niece these days.
Yeah, I think that's behind this whole project, Chief. He wants to give Babs a nice Christmas present.
Slow down, Floyd.
Look, Leroy has a light on the lot.
Yeah, Leroy's thought of everything.
Hey, come here. I thought you warned us to come early. The lot's loaded with trees.
I don't see any customers.
Well, we're here.
It's so dark, he hasn't recognized us yet.
Christmas trees! Christmas trees! Christmas trees!
Doesn't sound like he's doing very well.
Hi, kid.
Leroy. It's us, the Jolly Boys.
Oh, hello.
Leroy.
Hello, Leroy.
Nice lot you have, Leroy.
It's terrible.
How are things going, my boy?
All I've sold is 3 trees.
You only 3? Well, that's a start.
Oh, excuse me, here comes a car. Christmas tree! Christmas tree! Christmas trees!
No, the car didn't even slow down.
He's a poor kid.
Something has to be done about this.
Yeah.
Gosh, how many cars come down this street?
Well, we did. And we want a tree for the Jolly Boys Club.
Yeah?
Hey, Leroy, I've been thinking. I ought to get a tree for my barbershop.
Good idea, Floyd. And I might be able to make room for one in the drugstore.
What do you think of that, my boy?
You know, I might just set a precedent and buy one for the inmates of the jail. Always seems a little cold around Christmas at the jail, with the bars and all.
But then, of course, we'll all want one for our homes. And I think I'll put a little one on the bench in the courtroom.
Well, Leroy, show us some trees. Business is picking up. Isn't it?
Oh, you just feel sorry for me. Because I'm a failure.
Leroy.
You're not a failure yet, my boy.
Heck no. Besides, you're such a young failure.
Leroy. Hi, Babs. Oh, you look busy. Can I help? Oh, poor Mr. Gildersleeve.
You, Babs. You know everybody, I believe.
Oh, yes, I do.
Hello. Leroy's doing pretty well. Don't you think so, Babs?
Oh, sure.
He just opened this afternoon. He's already sold 3 trees.
And that's pretty good. When I opened my pharmacy, all I had the first day was one customer.
Yeah. Did you hear that, Leroy?
Oh, I know what I'm licked.
Leroy.
Yeah?
Here's a dollar and a half. I'd like this tree right here.
Aw, Babs, you don't have to do that. You've already bought three.
Here, here's a truck stopping. Leroy, here's a real customer.
No, that's just the guy with another dozen trees I ordered.
13 dozen trees. That could be unlucky.
The Great Gildersleeve will be back in just a minute.
You're listening to listener-supported Swing Street Radio. Swing Street Radio, where the big bands swing. The sounds of the golden age of radio continue with Yesteryear.
Well, let's get back to the Great Gildersleeve. Christmas is no time to have a big problem. It's a time to be joyful around the Christmas tree. But there is such a thing as having too many Christmas trees, such as Leroy's 13 dozen.
Marjorie, come to the window.
What is it,
Auntie? Look at Leroy standing over there on the lot. Up to his neck in trees and up to his ankles in snow. Even Babs is over there trying to cheer him up.
Well, I have to give Leroy credit. He certainly stays on the job.
Yeah, he's only sold 5 trees so far. 3 to Babs last night and 2 this morning. He wouldn't let the Jolly Boys help him out.
Well, if Leroy gets stuck with all those trees, he isn't going to have much of a Christmas.
I'll get it!
I'll go to the door, Bertie.
Marjorie, may I come in a minute?
Why, of course, Bab.
Thank you. Let me get some of the snow off my feet.
Well, come in, Bab.
Good morning, Mr. Gildersleeve. I came in to get warm.
Bab, it's very loyal of you to stand by Leroy.
I stayed out there as long as I could. I feel so sorry for him.
Well?
Mr. Gildersleeve, what are we going to do about all those trees?
Yeah, I'm afraid that's no easy solution.
I guess the lot isn't a good spot for business.
But we have to do something. Leroy practically admitted that he was doing all this for me. He just wants to give me something nice for Christmas.
Oh, now, Bab, Leroy will come out all right. Uncle Mort will see to that, won't you, Auntie?
Will you, Mr. Gildersleeve?
Well, I'm trying to figure out some way to help him.
Mr. Gildersleeve, I think you're wonderful.
You do?
Now I'm beginning to understand why my mother is so fond of you.
You say, Paula, you mean your mother is fond of me?
Well, I think she is. At least I'm sure she would be if you got Leroy out of this jam.
What a little operator.
Well, naturally, I'm thinking of Leroy first.
Oh, naturally. But I know you think of Mother, too.
Well, yes.
I'll bet Babs would never get stuck with a bunch of Christmas trees.
Babs?
Oh, yes, Bertie.
I thought you'd come in, so I fixed some hot cocoa for you and Leroy. Would you like to take it over?
Oh, sure, I'll take it.
It's good and hot.
It's very thoughtful of you, Bertie. In fact, everybody's being so thoughtful. Especially you, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Goodbye, Babs.
Cha-cha, Babs.
You going to help Leroy, Mr. Gildersleeve?
Bertie, I've tried to, but he's proud. He doesn't want help.
That poor little boy.
Yeah, I took the Jolly Boys over to buy trees, but Leroy said they were doing it because we felt sorry for him.
That poor little boy.
No, Bertie.
Look at that poor little boy warming his hand over the cocoa cup. That poor little boy.
You know, Bronco and I were downtown and other locks are selling trees.
I noticed that, too. They're doing a land office business. But that poor little boy.
Please, Bertie.
Because them other locks know how to attract attention. They got Christmas music and loud speakers.
All Leroy has is a dinner bell.
Mr. Gilfley, how'd it be if you was Leroy's loudspeaker?
What's this, Bertie?
You and them Jolly Boys sing songs. Why don't you sing songs on Leroy's lap? That should attract attention.
It certainly should. But it isn't a bad idea, Auntie.
Right, George, it might work at that. Anything for Leroy.
Yes, sir.
You bet. I'll round up the Jolly Boys. We may even dress up like those English carolers with long red stocking caps and tassels.
But, Auntie, won't you men feel a little silly?
Well, we'll make Leroy the Christmas tree king, even if we have to be the court jester. What do you say, Petey? Are you willing to stand up and sing for Leroy?
Well, Mr. Gildersleeve, Mrs. Peavy's mother is here for the holidays.
Here she is.
I need a pretty good excuse to get out of the house. This is certainly a dandy.
Great. See you tonight, Petey. It's just a way of helping Leroy meet the competition. Who do you say, Floyd?
Anything for Leroy, Commish.
Judge?
Fine with me, Gildy. Shall I bring my flute to set the pitch?
Yes, me. We need more help than a flute.
You know, I thought we'd take the piano from up in the Jolly Boys Club.
But, Gildy, by the time we lug the piano downstairs, we won't have enough wind to sing.
Hey, why don't we get Chief Gates to send the paddy wagon over first?
Great idea. See you later, fellas. Chief, send the paddy wagon to the Jolly Boys Club right away.
Why? What have we done?
Here, I forgot to explain. Now, here's the plan, Chief. We want to get the piano from the Jolly Boys Club and load it on the paddy wagon. Leroy!
Yeah, Uncle?
Put your little bell away. The Jolly Boys are coming over to help you.
What are you going to do? What's that patrol wagon pulling up for? How are the Jolly Boys going in it?
Yes, they're bringing a piano.
A piano?
Leroy, I know you haven't wanted any help. But how would it be if we Jolly Boys attract some customers for you?
Yeah? How?
Well, by standing out on the curb and singing songs.
Well, gosh, I'm desperate. I'll try anything.
Yeah, boy. You just get ready to sell trees. We'll do the rest.
Peter,
can you help me with this end?
All right, but I'll have to drop this end.
Oh, my goodness, I'd better go help.
Oh, boy, I'll go over and get Babs. He can help me sell trees.
Let me give you a hand, fellows. There.
We'll leave the piano right here at the curb, Gildy. Then we can gather around it and sing.
Yeah, good idea, Judge. Right under the streetlight.
Yeah, we need some light to read those carols. Ain't like we was singing for them on mine.
Well, here comes the chief. Now we can get started.
Sorry I'm a little late, man, but I had a few things to take care of.
Yeah, that's all right, Chief. Floyd, pick out a good one and let's get started.
Okay. Floyd, may I make a suggestion?
Yeah, sure.
Before you start to play the piano, take your mittens off.
How about singing Good King Wenceslas?
We can't even pronounce that one.
Say, look at all the cars passing down this street.
Yeah, we must be good. Traffic's picked up. We ain't even opened our mouths. I wonder where they're coming from.
Well, fellas, that's why your chief of police was a little late. I had to put up a few detour signs.
Right, George, Chief. You're all right.
Good evening, gentlemen. Well, it's Birdie.
Yeah, hiya, Birdie.
Good evening, Birdie.
I thought you'd like some hot coffee.
Well, that's mighty thoughtful, Birdie.
You're fine, Birdie. Put it on the piano. We're about to sing a song.
Yes, I think I'll listen.
Come on, Babs. Hey, Uncle, look at all the traffic. Well, nobody's stopping.
Well, they will.
Okay, fellas, deck the halls and make it good.
Deck the halls with all the holly.
Does anybody feel something's wrong?
I was on key.
Gosh, the cars aren't stopping. They're just going by faster. Obviously, it was such a good idea. Why isn't it working?
Well, Babs,
maybe we weren't singing loud enough.
Birdie, you know music. What's wrong with us?
I don't think Birdie likes it, eh?
Well, Mr. Gildersleeve, maybe you gentlemen don't know that one so well. Why don't you try Jingle Bells?
Well, gosh, Uncle, let's do something while the traffic's heavy.
Yeah, we're trying, Leroy. Bertie, why don't you lead us?
Glad to try if you want me to.
Good idea. Here we go, gang.
Dancing through the snow in a one-night open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Sing it, Bertie.
Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing the playing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Wonderful, Bertie.
Thank
just
you,
wonderful.
Sir. Hey, got the car stopping. Leroy, Wendy wants to buy this train. That was for a bad
rock
on another customer.
Okay. Hey, somebody wait on me.
Hey, they're starting to come in.
Well, now that the people are stopping, the Jolly Boy should sing a song.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that.
Well, let's not frighten them away again. Bertie, another song, please.
I'd really like to, Miss Gilson.
We got one all picked out, haven't we, Bertie?
Yes, sir.
Don't push, folks. We got trees for everybody.
This one's for little Leroy.
Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree. How faithful are thy branches. Your boughs are green throughout the year, resplendent in a light dim fear. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, how faithful are thy This is Gildersleeve again, folks. In the past, at Christmas time, our show has featured the story, Why the Chimes Rang. Many of you have written asking to hear it again this year. We're happy to know you enjoy this story as much as we do. So, be with us next Wednesday for our Christmas program. Till then, good night, everyone.
Great Gildersleeve is played by Willard Waterman. The show is written by John Elliott and Andy White and is partially transcribed. Included in the cast are Walter Tetley, Mary Lee Robb, Lillian Randolph, Barbara Whiting, Arthur Q. Bryan, Ken Christie, Earl Ross, and Dick LeGrand. Original music composed by Jack Meekin. This is John Heaston saying goodnight for the Kraft Foods Company.
From December of 1951, it's been Willard Waterman starring in The Great Gildersleeve with Leroy Sells Christmas Trees. In a moment, we'll enjoy Your Hit Parade starring Frank Sinatra as this edition of Yesteryear continues.
You're listening to listener-supported Swing Street Radio. Swing Street Radio, where the big bands swing. The sounds of the golden age of radio continue with Yesteryear. Here's Craig Roberts.
Your Hit Parade came out of NBC in 1935 with the top 15 tunes of the week. It officially closed shop in April of 1959, but the real heyday of the program was the early 1940s, when America's chief Saturday night mania was to find out which song was number one when people gathered around radio sets in cheering sections, pulling for musical favorites and sometimes putting stakes on the outcome. In those days before disc jockeys and plastic radio formats, Your Hit Parade was the nation's only real authority in popular music. By the late 1930s, Your Hit Parade had developed the natural formula of building to its suspenseful climax, saving the top three songs for the week at last. Your Hit Parade had a distinctive bouncy style. The Lucky Strike themes floated over the famous tobacco chanting of former auctioneers L.A. Speed Riggs and F.E. Boone. Vocalists in the early years included Georgia Gibbs, B. Wayne, Larry Wood was the male lead in the era just prior to Sinatra, who roared onto the program in February of 1943 with a crowd of screaming Bobby Soxers and left 2 years later for his own series. Dick Todd, Johnny Mercer, Dinah Shore, Jenny Sims, Martha Tilton, Doris Day, and Dick Hames all had brief stints in the late 1940s. Andy Russell became the regular in 1946. Return with us now to those exciting days of yesteryear with Your Hit Parade from December of 1943, starring Frank Sinatra. Another classic radio moment from the archives of yesteryear.
Hit Parade, starring Frank Sinatra. For the song that's number one every week, a greeting from your Hit Parade star, Frank Sinatra. Your Hit Parade gets going with the song that's fifth on your Hit Parade. And here we go to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where Frank Sinatra's all ready to sing it for you. All right, Frank, let's hear this week's number five song, Pistol Packin' Mama.
Never flirt with a gal in Chester, down old Texas way. 'Cause if you do, I'm telling you, is what you'll have to say. Lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama. Lay that pistol down. I was singing songs in a cabaret, and I was having fun. Until one night I didn't sing right, and now I'm on the run. Why don't you lay that pistol down, babe? Lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama. Lay that pistol down. She shot her pistol in the air, and she hit me in the leg. Lay that pistol down, babe. Put that pistol down. Pistol packing mama. Please lay that pistol down.
That was the number five song all over America this week, as determined by your Hit Parade survey, which checks the bestsellers in sheet music and phonograph records, the songs most played on the air and in the automatic coin machines, the songs most requested of the nation's bandleaders, an accurate, authentic tabulation of America's taste in popular music. And this is Kenneth Delmar, ready to bring you the rest of your Hit Parade and the Lucky Strike extras. Lovely Joan Edwards, the Hit Paraders, and Frank Sinatra. Mark Warno and the Lucky Strike Orchestra with the Lucky Strike Extra. An all-time, all-timer that's typical of the great tunes you hear every Friday night on your all-time hit parade. Clap your hands. Thank you. Get set for the song that's the solid seven in this week's survey book. The Hit Paraders bring you the Lucky Seven tune for the first time. That's tagged with that big number six. Joan Edwards sings the sixth place tune. They're either too young or too old.
They're either too gray or too grassy green. The pickings are poor and the crop is lean. What's good is in the army, what's left will never harm me. They're either too old or too young. So darling, you'll never get stung. Tomorrow I'll go hiking with that Eagle Scout unless I get a call from Grandpa for a snappy game of chess. I'm finding it easy to stay good as gold. They're either too young or too old. I'll never, never fail you while you are in Australia or out in the Aleutians or off among the Russians and flying over Egypt. Your heart will never be gypped. And when you get to India, I'll still be what I've been to you. I've looked the field over and lo and behold, they're either too young or too old.
You're listening to listener-supported Swing Street Radio. Swing Street Radio, where the big bands swing. The sounds of the golden age of radio continue with Yesteryear.
Mark Warno, the Hit Paraders, and the Lucky Strike Orchestra with a Lucky Strike Extra. Say it with music.
rather be kissed. To the strains of Chopin or Liszt, a melody mellow, played on a cello, helps Mr. Cupid along. So say it with a beautiful
a tune that starts a new career tonight on Your Hit Parade at number 9. And Frank Sinatra is going to sing it. So let's go to Philadelphia, where Frank's waiting with the week's new ninth place song, My Ideal.
Will I ever find the girl in my mind? The one who is my ideal. Maybe she's a dream, and yet she might be just around the corner waiting for me. Will I recognize a light in her eyes that no other eyes reveal? Or will I pass her by and never even know that she is mine? Will I recognize a light in her eyes that no other eyes reveal? Or will I pass her by and never even know that she is mine?
Number 4. Yes, it's the song your hit parade survey finds 4 places from the top all over the USA. Joan Edwards sings, People Will Say We're in Love.
Don't throw bouquets at me. Don't please my folks too much. Don't laugh at my jokes too much. People will say we're in love. Don't sigh and gaze at me. Your sighs are so like mine. Your eyes mustn't glow like mine. People will say we're in love. Don't start collecting things. Give me my rose and my glove. Sweetheart, they're suspecting things. People will say we're in love.
Another sparkling Lucky Strike Extra. Mark Warno and the Lucky Strike Orchestra bring you the Toy Trumpet. Continues with another newcomer, a song that breaks into the survey list tonight at number 8. Frank Sinatra is going to sing it. So once again, out to Philadelphia to hear Frank Sinatra and the new 8th place favorite, Speak Low.
Speak low. When you speak low, our summer day withers away. Too soon, speak low. When you speak low, our moment is swift, like ships adrift, we're swept apart. Too soon, speak low. Darling, speak low. Love is a spark lost in the dark.
Too soon, too soon, I feel. Wherever I go, that tomorrow is near, tomorrow is here, and always too soon. Time is so old and love so brief. Love is pure gold and time a thief. We're late. Darling, we're late. The curtain descends, everything ends. Too soon, too soon, I wait. Darling, I wait. Will you speak low to me? Speak love to me, and soon.
Yes, friends, that's all for now. But next Saturday night, we'll be back with your hit parade. Your all-time hit parade with Mark Warno and his entire Carnegie Hall Orchestra. And now, this is Kenneth Delmar saying goodnight for Joan Edwards, Lynn Murray's hit paraders, Mark Warno, and Frank Sinatra. Your hit parade is broadcast by shortwave to our armed forces overseas. Every bond you buy helps them win victory for you. Back the attack. Join the attack. Buy those war bonds.
From December of 1943, it's been Frank Sinatra starring on Your Hit Parade. Well, that's all the time we have for today, but be with us again next week at the same time, and why not invite a friend to listen and together enjoy more great moments from the golden age of radio. I'm Craig Roberts with those fabulous days of yesteryear. Till next time, so long.
Radio, remember radio. We'd sit and close our eyes. Use our imagination, a comedy, mystery, a fireside chat. Together we sat, listening nightly to our favorite shows. Radio, I miss you, sodio, vodio, dodio, do. Radio, I miss you so.
The preceding program, copyright Edgewater Productions, all rights reserved.
Silent night.